The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And we're having a Bible study today during this hour in Matthew chapter 5. And I'm so glad that you joined us, because we're talking about Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. We looked at the promise, blessed are they, the people, it's open-ended, anyone. And then the premise for this promise, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And just before the break, I was trying to drive home the thought that this is more than just a slight hunger. You know, hey, I need a midnight snack. It's talking about a deep, deep, deep hunger and thirst. And we were talking about the extreme things that people will do when they're desperately hungry or thirsty. But again, Jesus is not talking about ritual or religion, and he's not talking about physical bread. That point is driven home in John's Gospel, chapter 6. Listen to this, verses 26 and 27. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." Jesus said, hey, I see right through some of you people. The only reason you're following me is because I fed you. You got your bellies full. Folks, there are a whole lot of people that only serve Jesus because they think they're going to get something good. And when things don't go the way they think they should, they immediately fall away because they're in it for what they can receive, what they can get. And that was typical of many of the followers of Jesus. And in the next verse, he says in John chapter 6, verse 27, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give you, for him hath God the Father sealed." It's like the woman at the well. Remember that in John chapter 4? The woman at the well, Jesus knows all about her. And what he said began getting deep into her heart. And finally, she cries out, "Give me!" Now, she wasn't being selfish. She was just acknowledging that Jesus had something that she desperately, desperately needed, and she wanted it. She knew that she needed it, and so she cried out, "Give me." I'm just wondering, in your personal time of devotion, how much time you spend asking God for a hunger and a thirst after righteousness? Oh, we spend a lot of time asking God for this and that. We need repairs on the car. We need money to pay for the repairs on the roof. We got to pay the rent next week. We got to make the car payment. I got to buy new tires for the car. My kid is acting up. I need you to help my kid. I need you to change my husband. I need you to change my wife. I got to have another job. I'm sick. I need you to heal me. We ask God for things continually. We are hungry and thirsty for blessings, but are we hungry and thirsty for him? That's an honest question, folks. Are we hungry and thirsty for him? I think you can tell that by what happens. Pardon me. What happens when things don't go your way? When God doesn't give you what you want when you want it? What happens? You get angry, you get disappointed, you get discouraged, you get despondent, you get depressed, because God didn't give you what you wanted when you wanted it. Well, what about wanting Him and hungering and being thirsty for righteousness? I think we learn that from the Apostle Paul. I would hope that all of you have a life verse. I really do. I hope all of you. Mine is found in Acts chapter 20, verse 24. You might want to look that up. I have a very unique life verse. Well, I believe that Paul the Apostle had a life verse, and I believe it's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. I really believe if you get to heaven and you ask the Apostle Paul, hey, what was your favorite verse in all of the Bible? I think he will quote to you what he says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Listen to this. That I may know Him. Now, before that, Paul talks about all of the things that he had accomplished, all of the important offices that he had held, and about his education and his religion and so forth. But he says, none of that means anything to me any longer. It doesn't mean a thing to me, nothing. And he says this, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings being made conformable unto His death. Paul summarizes all of his hungers, all of his desires by saying, I just want to know Jesus. Could that be said of you? Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst, but not just hunger and thirst for anything, for righteousness, for Him. Today, what are you hungry for? What are you seeking? What are you pursuing? If I were to look at your daily schedule, and if I were to look at your bank account, I could tell very quickly the things that you are pursuing. Where you spend your time, where you spend your money will indicate what you are pursuing. Now, this is a tough question, but I think it's an honest question. Do you spend more time at the gym or more time in God's Word? Again, no, I think that's an honest question. We are in the midst of a fitness craze. And, you know, that's fine. I think we should be fit and healthy, and I think we should present our bodies as temples to God. That's true. But, my friend, if your body is more important to you than your spiritual health, your priorities are wrong. Do you spend more time viewing sports, thinking about sports, listening to sports, than time with God? Jesus is looking for people to bless. And He will bless those that are starving, that are famished, that are parched. Not for stuff, not for things, not for hobbies. And I want to say this carefully. Not even for family, but are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, to know Him deeper in a more intimate relationship. Does that describe you? Well, my friend, as I said, Jesus is looking for people to bless. But He lays out whom He will bless. And He says those that are hungry and thirsty, starved, parched for righteousness. Well, we're coming up on the final break of the hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this up from Matthew chapter 5. Stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Thank you and welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And this final hour of the program today is, well, it's been a little unusual. We talk about current events. We talk about the news of the day, but I just felt led of God to do a little old-fashioned Bible study during this hour. And we're looking in Matthew chapter 5, keying in on verse 6, and we're going to try to wrap this up. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Well, we've looked at the promise. Blessed are they. He's promised to bless anyone, because it says blessed are they. It doesn't say men, women. It just says blessed are they. It's open-ended. It's an open-ended promise to anyone who will meet the premise, and that is which do hunger and thirst. But not just hunger and thirst after anything, hunger and thirst after righteousness. And we spent the last segment talking about what does that mean? It means becoming more intimate with Jesus, knowing him. But then here's the final thing I want you to see. It says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they should be filled. That is the product. That is the result of this blessing. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. But you have to ask the question, what is the purpose here? What is the product? Why does he fill us with these blessings? Well, I think there's a verse over in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, or a few verses, that I think answers the question. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 5 through 11. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. Paul wants to send someone ahead. He's coming to the city of Corinth, and he wants to send someone ahead so that they can experience bounty. But what is the purpose of the bounty? What is the purpose of being filled? Well, verse 6, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he has purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Why does God pour out his blessings? Why does he give us bounty and abundance? Well, it's pretty clear. He gives us abundance so that we can sow that into others. In other words, when God fills, he always fills us so that we can share it with other people. God has promised blessing and bounty, but he always promises that that bounty and that blessing should be sharing and sowing. When Jesus had finished his ministry on earth, he was arrested, convicted, crucified, buried, and then rose again on the third day. And before he ascended to heaven, he taught the disciples. He filled them. He blessed them. He filled them with truth. And then just before he ascended to heaven, the last words that he said was, now go, share, give, make disciples. Take what I have taught you, take what I have given you, and share it with others. That's why we receive bounty and blessing. It's not to keep it for ourselves. It is to share it with others and to sow seed that then can be reaped for eternal benefits. So this whole verse is about being hungry for the things of God. A few years ago, I had the privilege of being in the country of Malawi for a pastor's conference, and it literally was a life-changing experience for me. Malawi is one of the poorest countries in Africa. In fact, I believe I'm correct that Malawi is the poorest country in all of Africa. Well, I had the privilege of speaking to about 100 African pastors in Malawi. And as I saw these men come, I was astounded at how thin they were, how poor they were. The clothing that they wore was so threadbare and worn. They were the absolute picture of unbelievable poverty. Well, not only were they poverty-stricken with their clothes and shoes, some of them didn't have shoes, and those who did have shoes had holes in the sole, but they were hungry for food. Some of them had walked 2 to 3 days to come to this conference, and some of them had not had anything to eat at all for 2 to 3 days. And you could tell by looking in their hollow eyes and their sunken cheeks that they were desperately hungry. And of course, as a part of the pastor's conference, the ministry that I was working with provided wonderful food for them, and they received it with such blessing, and they received it with such gratitude. But here's what impressed me more. It was very obvious very quickly that they had not come for the physical food. That's not why they had come. Now, they were grateful for it, but they had come for the Word of God. They had come hungry for the Word of God. And as I stood before them, of course, I had to speak through an interpreter. I wish you could have seen their attention to every word that I said. They each had their Bible. And then we sang. Oh, my goodness, did we sing. They were the picture of joyful Christians. They sang, and yes, they were Africans, so they danced, and they gave praises to God. It's been a long time since I've seen people more joyful. And it certainly was not because of their earthly possessions, because most of them had little or nothing. But they were hungry and thirsty for righteousness. And my friend, I must tell you this, those African pastors were some of the most blessed people I have ever known. They were a living illustration of Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And those pastors were filled to overflowing, and they went back to their villages, and they took that overflowing blessing and they sowed it into others. And since that time, they have led thousands to Christ. What are you hungry for today? Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Thanks for joining me. Now please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.